Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side. And we are here every Friday, either live or replay, with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. And Jean-Luc originally, as you can hear, comes from France. And he's been here, though, in the United States for a super-duper long time, over 27-plus years or something like that. And we've been doing these radio shows. I think we're up to number 366 or something like
exactly.
That. I don't know.
Exactly.
We've been doing this for a really long time. And for those people who need a little bit of background on this, Jean-Luc started off as a customer of ours. And I was super intrigued with his questions that he asked and his business building philosophy, and he was an overall good guy, and I enjoyed talking to him and all of that sort of good stuff. And I just said, you know, we should probably do some radio shows. So we started doing some radio shows. This was a good time. And we've spoken, excuse me, about a lot of different things, everything from before COVID, you know, we were talking about business and business building philosophies and network marketing and home-based businesses in the economy. And then when COVID hit, obviously that gave us plenty of things to talk about. And when the presidential elections happened, we spoke about those as well. And when the elections were stolen, we spoke about those too. And we've spoken about a lot of different things relative to home-based businesses. And we have common, if you will, heroes in the industry, or mentors, people we look up to or maybe follow, people like Mike Lindell or Mike Adams or sometimes even Alex Jones and a few other people. So we have a very interesting, if you will, a group of people that we've spoken about. But then around this time, I guess it's 3 years ago, I got an interesting phone call from Jean-Luc saying that he couldn't do any more radio shows. And I thought that was odd. Like, when I say odd, like, wow, that came out of left field. What's going on? And I knew he wasn't feeling very well for a little bit, but he informed me that he was going to be in the hospital waiting for a heart transplant. And I speak slowly because I want you to be able to hear what I said. He had a heart transplant. He was almost 70 years old at that time. I don't know anything about heart transplants, but I just logically said, do they really give those to 70-year-old people, or do they just kind of write them off as being almost gone? Like, I hate to say it, but, you know, you'd think maybe they would save hearts for younger people, but they gave one to Jean-Luc, and because of the unbelievable shape that he was in, the miraculous way that he's taking care of his body and his philosophy, he not only received that heart, but he actually recovered in record-breaking time. So they say, I'm going to say they saved his life through the miracle of heart transplants, and then they try to kill him. By giving him all these medics, So he said, you know, his brain still works. So that's the good thing about Jean-Luc is his brain still works. So he said, no, I'm not doing all that sort of stuff. So now he's off most of the medication he's on, still alive and kicking. And we get a chance to share our opinions or our views or our experiences with our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. Each time we have this radio show, you make me laugh the way you say my story. And he was not the same person. The one who saved me was a surgeon, and the one who tried to kill me was a doctor, you know? he's not the same. I save you today and I kill you tomorrow. No, he's not the same. The surgeon do an amazing job. I have a high respect for surgeon, but a very low respect, even no respect for doctor. Some of them are very good, but it's so rare, especially today. You know, they give you stuff, they push you on a bag, they push you on a medication because they receive a royalty, or they receive some commission when they push you on a... And they almost killed me, not even 6 months after I have received this transplant. You know, I received a transplant in January. I almost died in May, the same year, 2021. And all of this because too much medication. They reduced the medication. I already reduced before that when I was at the hospital. I said, no, I don't want this one. I don't want this one. And many of them. And they reduced the medication after in May. I reduced after. And now I even put myself out of medication completely. Okay?
Wow.
Because when you look at all these sites, Every medication have side effects. And it's not me saying that. You buy a medication, you take the paper, it's on the box, and you can read it's writing. Every medication have side effects. Okay, food can have some side effects, some food, because if you eat the bad mushroom, you can even die. But most of the food you eat, especially if you go with a good food, You don't have side effects. It helps you to build your body, to be healthy, to be energetic, and to think clearly, and all of this. Even some, vitamins will help you to clean your body completely. Okay? And you can do something like this. But, yeah, and last week, I talked about Dr. Barnard on South Africa, the guy who have done the first heart transplant surgery. And I say, I was 10 years old at this time, something like this. And I never think I will benefit of his research, you know. But, yeah, I have done it. Thank you, Barnard. Dr. Barnard. Okay.
Excellent. Because okay, good.
Sometimes you benefit of something and you hear something when you have kids and you say, oh, yeah, the guy have done something, but you never think one day you are the beneficiary of this research. But it can
crazy.
Happen. Yeah?
Crazy. Yeah, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Okay, so you wanted to speak about something tonight, so let's
yes.
kick it off.
Yes. The question I have for you and I have for people, are we going to World War III?
Yeah, I understand the question. So,
yeah.
You know, if I were to take a percentage basis, I would say 20% yes, we'll go to World War III.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say 80% no. This is what I'm just going to say. 80% no, 20% yes.
Yeah, maybe you will give me the percentage you have after this radio show, Peter.
Sure. Yep.
Okay, because now...
I know the possibility of going there is, you know, 80% possibility. But whether the reality, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. So sometimes your worst fears never happen. But let's go.
Yeah. But let's talk. I keep this 20% possibility and 80% no. And after we talk, after at the end of the radio show, I will re-ask you the question, and you see your percentage is the same, lower or upper.
Right. So if I put the phone down for 20 minutes and don't listen, I'll come back with the same answer. But if I listen,
yes. Some people
I gotta listen.
They put their head on the sand and they say no war, you have no recession, you have no inflation, the job is good because the government is a good government. Okay. One of my friends say Biden is the best president the U.S. can never have. I say, are you blind or what?
Yeah, but he's crazy.
Yeah, crazy, huh? Crazy people. Some crazy people. Okay, now we have this war. We already have the war between the U.S. and Russia, proxy war with Ukraine. Okay, because the U.S. want to be in war with Russia. And now we have this war with Israel, between Israel and Hamas. My understanding on this, I don't have too much knowledge of how this happened, but the understanding I have is in 1948, the country of Israel has been created by taking some piece of land from other countries. And I didn't know how this has been made exactly, so that I will not talk about that. But for me, it's like suddenly you have your house and suddenly you find someone, you arrive in your house, you say, hey, you know, now you need to live on half of your house because the other half is mine. Is what I understand now. Okay? And basically, Israel is doing what Adolf Hitler, have done to the Jews during World War II, and basically what they are doing against the Palestinians. And what Hamas has done is not good too. Me, I am against war anyway, and I am against to kill people one side or another, and I am also against teaching kids at school to hate other people because they are not the same. They don't have the same religion. They look the same. If you put Israeli and Palestinian side to side, basically, physically, they look the same, you know. And he's always a human being. But now, I think it's today, U.S. start to bomb Syria. Do you know that?
Yeah, well, they started to bomb Syria again.
Yeah, again. But they start today. And why they do this, many people say, is to provoke Iran. Because the U.S. want to go to war with Iran and to fight Iran after Iraq, Iran, yeah, why not?
Right.
And all of this is Arabic countries. Only country is not Arabic, and Arabic, you have some Muslim and you have also some Christian who are Arabic, but the Israel is not. And all these countries, you take the Syria, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, and all these countries are Arabic countries. And all these countries now are unified against Israel and try to take side for the Palestinians. Not really taking sides, but say, okay, Israel needs to stop what they are doing and to put a ceasefire. Do you know you have a ceasefire, a resolution has been put by, you know who put a resolution to cease the fire at the United Nations? Which country have done this?
I'm not sure.
Russia.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. And
Russia,
I know U.S. rejected.
U.S.
rejected
it. By who?
U.S. rejected it.
Yeah. And today the U.N. also have a meeting to vote for a ceasefire. And the U.S. vote a veto for these two resolutions because they don't want the ceasefire, they want to continue to war. What is the purpose of that?
It's a good distraction, and it's a great way to fund Joe Biden's pockets as well as the other politicians.
Yeah, I agree with that. And some people didn't know that. If they didn't know that, they need to listen more to this radio show or other independent radio show, because for the moment, UN today have a meeting to vote for ceasefire, Russia already put a resolution for the ceasefire, and all these two resolutions have been received the U.S. veto because U.S. want to go to war with Iran. And do you know U.S. have a base, military base in Syria?
Yes. Yeah, because we have to protect the oil we're stealing.
Yeah, exactly. The oil and many other things in this country is stealing. It can be the oil, it can be minerals, it can be whatever. They steal something.
We're not a good country. We are not a good country.
No.
We do bad things.
No. You have good people on this country, but not everyone is good. And remember, we talked many times about these three kind of people, destroyer, maintainer, and builder. And this country globally is not a builder. It's more a destroyer. But not every people in this country are destroyer, only 20%. And many of these people want to have power, and you find many of these people at the government. Different level, but at the government. Now, if you look about this, say if the U.S. Is involved against the Palestine through the Israel, Turkey will be side of Palestine. Turkey is a strong army, a lot of people on this army. We talk about maybe 1 million of soldiers on their army. Now, if you look, Syria, Turkey, Iran, Russia will be engaged too. And today, China announced he will help Iran if something go bad with the U.S. Russia, China, Iran, Turkey, Syria, maybe Egypt too, maybe Al-Boza. All of this, again the U.S. U.S. already don't have the same powers that they have during World War II, don't have the ammunition available, don't have the equipment, don't have the technology, because many things have been made out. So that I say, are we going to World War III?
Okay, well, it's a good argument.
Because the one is pushing behind that is U.S. Because when you put a veto for ceasefire, what is your agenda? Do you see that 2080, Peter?
Say that again?
Are you still 20, maybe, and 80?
Yeah. No? Sure, because I processed all the information you've already said.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we're coming up to an election. And I think a lot of this stuff is basically built to be a distraction. So,
because if we have a war, they can declare no election.
Yeah, they could. Well, I don't know about that. But it's really easy for the country to rally around whatever they're rallying around and be, you know, pro whatever president is up there. They'll be able to steal the whole thing all over again because everybody's kind of busy focusing on everything else. So I think chaos is part of the plan. And the reason why...
Chaos is always where the destroyer profits. Always.
Yep.
They profit from the chaos. And now if this country go to war and World War III especially, it will not have elections.
Yeah, I'm not so much worried about that. I think that if we go to real war, so real war is like when we really start getting involved. You know, we're sending American troops over, and, you know, we're seeing on the news, I mean, where there's literally real war. I see that as not being a real possibility because I don't think that serves them well. I think
Peter, don't forget something. I want to add something. If this country go to war, it will be war here in the U.S., on the U.S. soil.
Yeah, parts of it could be, for sure. I'd say in isolated situations, well, you know, it's not like a whole bunch of boats are going to come over. So that's not going to be the case. We're probably not going to have hand-to-hand combat in Florida. You know, that's probably not going to be the case. I think there's enough sophistication relative to the weapons and everything else we have going on where that kind of a thing probably won't happen. So I'm not worried about boarding up my windows just yet, you know, or anything else like that. Now, in other sections of the world, I wouldn't say the same thing. But here in the U.S., I think it would be pretty hard to see, like, an invasion. Now, there's here's the only wild card. Because of the weakness in the leadership in the United States, I think that's why Putin did what he did. He wouldn't have done what he did if Trump was around. They would have had a conversation and NATO would have stopped.
This we don't know for sure because he will not have moved this way if he have a respect of the Minsk agreement.
Right.
Because after 8 years, you ask someone to stop to do something or to respect the agreement, and this person didn't respect the agreement, you need to do something else to force the agreement to be respected.
And I think Trump would have gotten involved and kind of figured that stuff out. So let's replay this out. So Russia and the Ukraine developed into a hot spot. Israel and Hamas is a harder hot spot to cool down, or Israel and what's going on right now with, let's call it Palestine, is harder to shut down because it's a real impasse. And it more flames can be tindered, if you will, or more flames can be brought because a lot of people don't like the Jews. So when that heats up, if China's smart and if they want Taiwan, this is almost a good time. Like they should be getting shining their boots, maybe ready to go. So
China already has Taiwan because Taiwan is part of the mainland China.
But if they want to invade it. If they really want to have Taiwan and invade it, they should be doing it pretty soon, or just before the election. So
even don't need to invade Taiwan because most of the population in Taiwan are Chinese, and Chinese agree to be part of China and to live in Taiwan with, more independence than they have in the mainland. But the agreement was always to respect this apparently independence and let Taiwan to govern herself, but always be part. And who put oil on the fire? It was the U.S.
Right.
With the Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan because the agreement
That old hag.
Huh?
Nancy Pelosi, that old hag, that witch.
He's like a Mitch McConnell. You say, I saw him last 2 weeks ago. He was speaking and suddenly blank and cannot move, cannot speak, cannot think. He was these people never say, okay, it's time for me to let the young people do the job and to go fishing or go.
They're sick. They're mental. We shouldn't let them have a gun.
We certainly shouldn't let them have an AR.
That's true.
Nancy Pelosi, Biden, six people try to govern this country.
So here's where I change my percentages. It gets hotter in Israel, meaning hotter with whatever's going on with these Israeli strikes, and Iran screws up and does something where the United States gets involved, then I go from 20% probability to 50% probability of world war. And yeah. then if China makes a move and all of them start to heat up a little bit more, then I'd say World War III is going to be 80%. Mm-hmm. So
I am already at 50% because...
I hear you.
I am already at 50% because Iran already has the nuclear missile, you know, nuclear head. Okay, Russia has the biggest nuclear head and the Sarmat and all of this. And just recently they have a new weapon, long range, 400 kilometers. So kilometers is 0.18 miles. Let's say 400 is 320 something miles range, air-to-air missile. Okay, and they can shoot this. The name of this missile is R-37M. This missile travels at Mach 5 or 6. You don't remember exactly, but Mach 5 or 6. And 400 kilometer range, you can be 400 kilometer and send something, and 400 kilometer over, this stuff explodes. They have also the Poseidon. Poseidon is already positioned in the Atlantic Ocean. And if they want to put a wave above Florida, they can do it. And Peter, you will call me. You need to have your phone and a plastic bag to put your phone inside. Because, see? Or waterproof phone or something. Maybe you don't need to close your house. Maybe you need to take your diving suit, your tank, and your
yep.
all your equipment, because they can put a big wave above the East Coast.
Yep, that's for sure.
This Poseidon can even send a nuclear head.
Crazy. Well,
yeah, crazy. Now you remember we talk also China building airport in Cuba. Why they are
yes.
building so large? And so long,
right.
not for the smaller airplane, you know. And all mm-hmm. of this you push together, and China is even helping Mexico. And you look at the geopolitical situation on this planet, and you say, oh, my God, we are living on a barrel of a pounder.
Yep.
And someone can put a little scratch and look. Everything explode.
Yep. Without a doubt. Well, believe it or not, Jean-Luc, we're done with our radio show.
Already? No.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say
yeah.
something else before
sure.
we finish. New York, good news. New York Supreme Court reinstalled 1,700 employees, mainly police, firefighters, nurses with back pay. The people who have been fired because they refused to receive the job, they have been reinstated 1 or 2 years after. They take some vacation, say, back pay, and done. Other good news, Italy banned the Bill Gates synthetic food. No Bill Gates synthetic food in Italy. And Monday, the Trump lawyer will deposit 100 recourse to the court because they say Biden has been threatening Trump because he postulated to be for the 2024 presidential election, and Biden has created something just against him, which he's unconstitutional, and they have a good
chance.
I didn't catch all that.
I didn't catch all that. So could you say that one more time?
The Trump lawyer deposited mm-hmm. 100 recruits to the court because they say the pursuit of why Trump is on the court is because Biden created something specially against him because Trump make sign his paper to be on a presidential election in 2024. We need to follow that. For the moment, they just put this many pages of recruit to the court, but we need to follow what will happen with that.
Okay.
Because it's unconstitutional. You pursue how you call this? Someone is go against you, a competitor.
Yeah, competitor.
Yeah, and you use the justice as to get rid of your competitor, and this is not
right.
is anti-constitutional.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, we'll see where that lands. Who knows? That'll be an interesting one. But guess what, Jean-Luc? We're done with our radio show. So that was quick. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. And for all those people that celebrate Halloween, happy Halloween. And we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you, Jean-Luc. Bonsoir.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.